Happy Hanukkah, everyone. This is Ilan Feldman coming to you with the second installment in the Hanukkah messages that I am hoping will enhance your Hanukkah. And my goal is actually to get ahead of the curve and to provide a message in anticipation of the next candle. And so this is the message for day two, and we're also going to be sending out a second message for candle three, so to speak, in advance of tonight's third candle. Day two is a very interesting day because it's the first of the days of Hanukkah where you can actually tell whether you're following the opinion of the house of Hillel or the opinion of the house of Shammai. The Gemara says that the basic package for the mitzvah of lighting the menorah is one candle each night for the entire household. A person could light one flame every night of Hanukkah and fulfill his mitzvah of lighting the menorah each night of Hanukkah. Day one, day three, day six, day nine, day eight. That would be one candle, and that would be it. If a person wants to enhance the mitzvah and do it in the most beautiful way, there's a disagreement as to how that's done. The house of Hillel, the house of Shammai. The house of Shammai's opinion is that we start with eight on the first night and deduct one each night, showing the number of days that are still to come. And the house of Hillel says that we start with one and we increase and add each night. And therefore, on the first night, there's no way of knowing exactly who the person kindling the menorah sides with, because he could simply be lighting the basic package. Once you start lighting multiple candles, now we know you're moving into the realm of enhancing the mitzvah, and then you have to tip your hand. Are you following the path of increasing candles, or are you following the path of decreasing candles? So on day two, you see that you're displaying that you are enhancing the mitzvah by using multiple candles, and you see that you're following the approach of Hillel as opposed to the approach of Shammai. So these two schools of thought really reflect different approaches to serving God. The house of Shammai could very well be seen as reflecting a certain sense of urgency. You start with 8 days ahead of you, and then you look at the menorah and you see that there are only 7 days left, there are only 6 days left, there are only 5 days left. And the focus is on the fact that time is passing and that Hanukkah is ebbing away. The House of Hillel's approach, where you start from one and increase to eight, could be seen as somehow counting and appreciating the days that you have. And in the realm of spirituality, this can make a big difference. It is said that most clocks, if you sit with a clock and just watch it tick, or watch the digital flash as the seconds go by, most clocks can inspire urgency and even anxiety because time is passing with each second. Oh no, another second, another second. And in a certain sense, as time passes, we are all being brought to the ultimate, closer to the ultimate end. Or one could say, and this is the way it is said that the clock of the Tzaddik of Lublin, what his clock did, it could inspire joy because each second brings us one moment closer to redemption. Or put another way, each second represents another accomplishment, another spiritual victory, another opportunity to serve God that I am now carrying with me. Its effect is on me. And so that's the spiritual message of the House of Hillel. That on Hanukkah, we start with this one candle, and we expand it, and we take joy, and actually give praise to God by thanking Him for the opportunities that we've accumulated to serve Him. And included in that is that as the 192 hours of Hanukkah accumulate, we actually start to appreciate that the fullness of Hanukkah is actually hiding in the first moment of Hanukkah, meaning that the eight-day miracle actually is all there in potential in the first moment, and the miracle miracles of spiritual accomplishment of each person could actually be found in a small drop, a small vial of holiness, a small little container of holiness that each one of us thinks we have as small. Really, it includes a tremendous amount. So that's what we start thinking about as Hanukkah expands physically through the menorah. We are aware of the fact that inside of us is a small flask of oil that has the potential, we think, of only accomplishing a little, but actually can accomplish a lot. And as Hanukkah goes on, we give thanks to God for the tremendous potential that He's instilled in each one of us that can grow to miraculous proportions if we value truly its essence. Have a happy Hanukkah.